Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to another edition of A Different Identity. Before we get started, I want to let you know that this show is being brought to you by our good friends and media partners at May We Help You Radio. My name is Lawrence Jackson, and I'm being joined by the controversial one. You know her as author Pamela Mintz. Listen, folks, each week we share insight, we share perspective, but most of all, we share our experiences, and we want to do it because we want to show you the value of seeing things differently. We believe that when you know better, you will do better, and better is exactly what we want you to be. Better in what you see, better in what you believe, and your better starts today. So once again, it is time to talk about it on this edition of A Different Identity. And before I unleash her, I'm going to give a big congratulatory to the new, and I'll let her call out her new position, executive director, you know, all that good stuff. Pamela!
Yes, but I'm no executive director, but I will share. I have been voted as the board chair for Family Health Centers of Baltimore. And I actually have been in a position for a few weeks now, but it's very challenging. And it's so challenging that I almost walked away from it. So I did not announce it because I wanted to be sure that I was going to actually stick with it for a minute. But, yeah, I have been voted in a new position, and it is testing my education and my knowledge. But with that being said, we don't want to talk about Pam. We want to talk about what we want to talk about. So, let's talk about the fun stuff. We have a very, very active Facebook page. It is entitled A Different Identity Radio Talk Show. We want you to send us a member request because we know that if you enjoy out banter that we go through every Thursday from 8 to 9, that we know you will love the social media page. So do me a favor, go log into Facebook or pull it up on your phone and look for A Different Identity Radio Talk Show and send me a request, and I will honor your member request after you answer my questions. And don't forget, because some of you are trying to be slick, answer the two questions, because there's one rule that I stand by, and that's no advertising. We don't advertise on this page because it's all about some dialogue, conversation, and fun. So we don't want to get into advertising anything. So send us a member request. Also, we value your feedback, and we love your comments. We love when people call into the show. But if you're a little too shy and you just don't have it in you to speak live in person and live out loud like Lawrence and I do, we understand. So we have an email address in which you can address us. So send us your information, a comment, a scenario, anything that you want us to know by way of email at adifferentidentity@gmail.com. And with that being said, I can't wait to see what we're about to get into and then how we're going to go about this, because you know, last week we made Lawrence kind of upset, and he just couldn't handle it. But I told him that it was coming, and truly, he didn't believe me. So let's see if he can hold his own in the fire today, or if I'm going to need my girl Trina to call in and so we can pair him up again. So with that being said, Lawrence, let's get started.
Yeah, Yeah, let's get started. And, you know, just for that very reason, I'm not picking nothing off the page to start off with because, you know, I know how that's going to turn out.
Okay.
I could, but, you know, I'm definitely not going to do it because, you know. And let me just say this because I know we kind of, it took over the whole show. I guess in some things, as it relates to that particular subject matter, as we were talking about, like, it seems like that it's always on the man to do better. It's always on the man to improve himself. It's always on the man. I say this, that it's equal because anything dealing with the relationship, in my opinion, is really a partnership. And it's about two people working together towards a common goal. If you always are going to feel like, well, you are, you know, you are a male and not a man, or you're a female and not a woman, like, we need to give people a chance to get there. And I know at this age it might sound strange that people are not there, but some people are really not there. And there is, you know, this thing we call arrested development. And, you know, to my understanding, this thing, when certain traumatic things happen in people's lives, sometimes they get stuck in that place. And they move on from an age standpoint, but mentally, in their soul, they are still in that place where they're broken. And so, you know, I said all that to say, I understand that men have issues. I do understand that. But I want it to be as equally noted that women, there are some women that have issues too. So that's all I have to say about that. Any rebuttal before I move on?
Absolutely. You know, you think I'm going to let you get away with it? So, I agree that there are women that have not matured and come of themselves, which is really sad. I can agree. But my rebuttal is there are more men that have not reached that level. Because, again, the women, we have town hall meetings and we discuss these type of things. There are a lot of women that are in the struggle who want relationships that are finding hardships because the men have not come into whom they should be at this age, and the women are there. Because amazingly what I noticed, Lawrence, is that there are a lot of women in the 40 to 50 age range that are single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
And the problem with it is that there aren't enough men, or it does not appear to be enough men who are mature enough to establish friendships, relationships, or what have you with these women. I know that everybody has their wants and their preferences, but all the women can't be wrong. Can they?
No, I agree with you. Again, hopefully part of my appeal to men on last week was to step up their game because of the fact that, you know, women have the highest rate of going to college, the highest rate of graduation, the highest rate of becoming entrepreneurs and business owners. And so, yeah, like, I definitely applaud women, and I definitely don't take anything away from them who are mature, who have taken their rightful place, but still, you know, I always feel bad saying it, but you know, we just have to find a way to be able to get these men up. Each one teach one is what we hear. We hear stuff like it takes a village, it takes a community. Like, some people don't think that what they do is wrong because they learned from somebody else who, you know, who was doing those particular things. So, you know, you call them town hall meetings or whatever, you know, there's a pride factor with men, but under the same token, if you don't know, you don't know. And I think it's just time to get there. I think it's time to catch up. But I don't want to take away from the good men who handle their responsibility, who handle their women, who handle their family situations and are doing all of the right things. I definitely applaud your efforts. So that's the reason why I fought back so hard.
Okay.
So let's get into tonight's conversation. And it's so funny, you know, there are a lot of times, and you know, I was gonna continue with the conversation that I was trying to start last week, but we didn't get around to doing it. But then it's like I'm hearing all of these conversations, like, you know, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? And so I really wanted to tonight just have this conversation, like, couples in conflicts, and not necessarily from a marriage perspective, but just couples in general, just people who are together trying to establish relationships with people, and not just looking at arguments from a negative standpoint, but hopefully with these points that I happen to read about, we could try to shed some light to it and possibly help somebody who's dealing with the disagreeing with their mate. And you know, of course, in the circles that I'm in and the places I'm in, I see it all the time, and I'm just trying to figure it out. So, you know, I read this article, and they basically survey 3,000 couples, right? And so they asked the couples some very important questions of how many times have you quarreled or had a disagreement with your mate? And so what was it about? Okay, so I want to go through some of them. Stop me when you want to, and we can have some dialogue about it. After we kind of go through this, then I want to kind of go through some things that I feel like can help people in these types of situations. So, again, there was a survey done with 3,000 couples, and they said out of 100 people, 87, or out of 100 couples, 87 of them said they fight about when they're having sex. Out of 100, 112,
That's
112
crazy.
Of them.
Stop. Are actually fighting over when to be intimate with their mate.
Yes.
Why?
That was number one. That was the number one. I mean, not the number one from percentage, but when they started talking about the when. Like if the lady says she doesn't feel like it, but the guy feels like it, it quickly causes an argument.
First of all, there should never be no such as feel like it.
Out of the 3,000 couples that were interviewed, 112 of the couples say that they have quarreled about one of the other persons not listening.
I believe that one too.
I definitely believe that one. And let me go through them, and then we'll kind of, you know, come back and we'll pick through some of them. All right. So the next one said 90 out of 100 of them fuss about the house being dirty.
Okay.
79 out of the 100 say that they've argued about swearing in front of the children.
Okay.
108 of the couple said they have fought about money or the lack thereof.
Okay.
92 of them says they fussed about where they're going to eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
70 of the couple said that they have fought about the other one not saying I love you enough. 88 of the 100 couples said that they have fussed about disciplining the children, or how the children are disciplined. 82 of the 100 said that they have had arguments about getting home late from work. And 84 of the couples or lovers basically said that they have had arguments or disagreements about taking each other for granted. So, again, when they have sex, not listening, the house is dirty, swearing in front of the
children. We got to go down them one by one, though.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to tap, you know, certain ones, but go ahead. Let's talk about one of you is not listening.
I think that it can be a cause for argument, and I'm going to tell you why. I think that could be a cause for argument, because I think that sometimes, you know, I could be against the quote when people say, I married my best friend. But now I understand it. I understand it because we learn when you get into serious relationships, that, and I'm saying serious relationships that lead to marriage, you will find that you talk and confide in your mate more than you talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not listening to you, you feel like nobody ever listens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need that one person to listen. And so when they don't, you just shut the world down. It shuts down. So I can see how that happens, where that can cause an argument in a relationship, but it's fixable. That's definitely one, and that's one thing I want to bring to the light as we talk about this. Most of these things are fixable. It's not
mm-hmm.
like these are things that have to continuously be a problem. They can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's go to the one about, you said one about,
Let me say this real quick. In reference to one of you not listening, I think that for that one, and I think that's personality driven. I think that when you are confident that you are, let's say, right about a situation, right about a circumstance, right about your perspective, there will be a tendency to kind of shut out. Like, I've had people personally to say to me, I dealt with this before, I ain't going to deal with it again. Huh?
Okay. I have heard that too.
And it's like, okay, but do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, don't tell me about something else or another person or another situation or circumstance. Do you understand what I'm trying to bring to your attention? Because I think, and let me say this, because in relationships, we look out or we cover or try to cover the other person. When you care about somebody, there's a protection mechanism that I believe goes into place. And so when you're trying to protect, it could come out to the other person as control. You're trying to tell me what to do. You're trying to run my life. You're trying to... But all I'm really trying to do is protect you.
Yeah, I think that people, you got to be careful. Like I said, you got to be very careful when you argue over little things. And
mm-hmm.
I think that little things have the propensity to become big if you don't address them right away.
Mm-hmm.
So even down to the one we're talking about with somebody with something to say, when they're not listening to you.
Right.
You have to be very careful that you don't let that keep growing, because then you'll think all the time they're never listening to you. So it'll go from one time not listening to you to you never listen to me. But that's incorrect. But that's because you're all in your feelings and you never talk
right.
about it.
That's I agree.
Communication.
I agree with that.
Communication.
I agree. What about the house is dirty?
You know, I think the managing of the house is a dual responsibility. You know,
mm-hmm.
we were younger. Let's be real about this. We were younger, right? We could whisk around and clean up their house or, you know, and no problem. But as you get older, you get slower. You get, more things hurt. You're in pain. You just cannot do it all. Physically, your body is just saying, that's enough. You know, you done worked all day. You still have either children or grandchildren in the home. Look, you can't do all that. So I think that is a responsibility that requires dual, you know, at one point that might have been the woman's job to keep the house clean. But she can't do it by herself. And if you notice, Lawrence, have you ever noticed now that our generation has a lot of people that come in and clean their houses for them?
Right.
A lot of people have services. That speaks volumes. So we've gone from, as a teenager, have it as a chore, to getting our own house and making sure it's clean, to getting with a mate, and as a woman, younger woman, keeping the house clean, to getting married and getting somebody to come in and clean the house a couple times a week.
Yeah. I think it's attributed to busy lifestyles, and I think that people who have a busy lifestyle, busy work schedule, have kids, trying to manage their activities and their responsibilities, is probably a thing that probably gets in the way. So they may feel like, hey, if I just have somebody to come in and do it, it's worth it. Versus, you know, how we grew up was, there was no such thing unless you were a multimillionaire. Did you ever have to worry about a housekeeper and all of that kind of stuff? But even today, outside of that, I mean, you got a lot more people who are nannies.
Nannies, yes.
Housekeepers, all of that. So, yeah. So let's talk about this one real quickly. Not saying I love you enough.
Yeah, you gotta.
Do I have to say it? Go ahead.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I didn't finish my sentence. But what I'm saying is, do I have to say it the amount of times that you want me to say it for it to be real?
It's not about the amount of times that you want me to say it. It's the amount of times that you feel it. But as a couple that loves one another and is in love with one another, they go hand in hand. You should on a regular basis say to your mate, I love you. What's wrong with it? I think that that can be room for a big argument because with love language or not, some people just like to know and hear it. It's one thing to show it, but it's another thing to make sure that you say it on a regular basis. If you love somebody, what's wrong with saying it? That keeps it open.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying it, but I'm a more of an action guy. I feel like if I love you, I'm going to show you that I love you.
Okay, but what's wrong with your mouth working?
It's not, I'm not, I said, I didn't say that my mouth didn't work, but I'm saying I would rather show you versus tell you and then you not see the fruit of that.
Okay, so my boo tells me and he shows me.
I appreciate him
telling me that on a regular basis because just so you got men that think of it like this. There are times when, as women, we go through things, and sometimes that I love you from him puts you in a place of confidence that you had lost for a moment. And it could be just a day that you're having. It could be something that you've thought about that puts you in a negative place.
Mm-hmm.
But him saying, I love you out of the blue, or just coming up and saying, I love you, gives you another a breath, an assurity. So sometimes, granted, yes, we love the action. Absolutely. It's no love without action. But also, we love for you to say it.
Okay, I'm going to work on that here. Just because you said so, I'm going to work on that.
Okay. Work on it, bro. Work on it. Make up your mind.
All right. So let's talk about this one really quickly before we take a commercial, because I want to try to get into the rest of it after we come back from the commercial. Taking each other for granted. Is that the same vein as I love you?
Please. That's what? That's an argument that can lead to a breakup. That's big.
Okay.
If in a relationship somebody feels like they're being taken for granted, that's huge. That's almost separated divorce language.
Okay, so
you never want somebody that you supposedly love to feel like you're taking advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? You know, you and I talk about people have baggage that they carry from situation to situation. Well, unfortunately, it could have been a situation that the other person was in where they felt like they were taken advantage of. So you want that assurance that that's not what you're doing now. You know, like there's givers and takers. Givers and takers. If you are a taker all the time and you never give, the other person is going to feel like they're being taken advantage of, and is that fair?
Okay, so So give men an example of something that a woman would think that you're taking them for granted. So we really, because taking it for granted is broad. Can you provide specific examples? Okay.
Sure, let's do an easy one.
Saying I love you.
You know your wife. You know that you, when you come home on a regular basis, your woman has made it clear that she cooks dinner most nights. When you call and say, "Baby, what's for dinner?" She either say, "Oh, I just cooked blah 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 blah," or "I didn't cook anything tonight."
Mm-hmm.
Taking her for granted would be like you never saying to her, "Don't cook tonight, baby. I'm taking you out." Give her a break. Don't make it seem like it's her total responsibility to figure out the meal for that day. Make her feel appreciated for what she does. And it could be just as simple as, "Don't cook tonight, I'm going to take you out."
Okay. Or can I bring something home?
Right. Or what would you
so
like?
You don't
I'm going
to
stop and grab her something. Right. I'm going to stop and grab her something for what she does without question.
All right. Quickly, give me another example. I want something to beef about. That's what I want. I'm looking for.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's see. Another reason. Okay, so suppose.
How about when to have sex? Is that taking you for granted? Like, I want to have it tonight. I don't want to wait till Friday.
Well, how about this? Suppose y'all one of them dumb couples. I'm going to say it just like this. I feel it. Y'all one of them dumb couples who schedule sex. So you say, "We are going to have sex, baby, only on Fridays and Saturdays because those are the days that I actually don't have to get up and go to work the next morning and I'm tired afterwards."
What's wrong with that?
If you dumb enough, and all of a sudden she is feeling it, because, ladies, I'm going to tell our secret, it's right before her cycle and she's feeling it. She like, "No, I ain't no wasting no Friday, Saturday. It's Tuesday and I want it." And you tell her no. Now, a certain type of wife would just rape them, just take it. And God forgive me, I ain't mean to say rape. That's not a good term. Because
don't be
that's
into
something that's violent. Right.
Yes.
So she just takes it. A real wife would just take it. You want it, take it, girl. It's all yours, take it. But then in another situation, he might be like, "No, get off of me. I said I'm tired." You try and get divorced, or you try and get your wife to cheat.
Okay.
That's truly taking advantage of her, her dealing with the fact that you only agree to sex on Friday and Thursday.
Okay, so what if it's a situation that, you know, Fridays and Saturdays when y'all don't have the kids, or Fridays and Saturdays, you know, we can relax. Like, I can just be in your presence. I can romance you. I can, you know, we can have a little something to drink. We can go out and have a great dinner. Like,
you better learn to shut that door, be quiet, and shut the door when the children are asleep, and be say don't make no noise, be quiet, and get their ways around if you got the children. Don't even try. If you got the children, you wait for them to go to bed. Tell them, when the door's closed, you know that you don't just walk in, you knock. There's ways around everything.
Oh,
if you
want
to know there's ways to do it, you can send me a message in my inbox. I will share it with you. Don't be dumb and mess up your relationship because you have picked something so small as a couple to argue over when really there's a fix to it. And when it comes to sex, there's a fix.
Okay. All right, attention, Baltimore and surrounding area residents. If you're looking for a new career to work for a company with weekly pay and fast advancements, Next Level Marketing is looking for field agents who are outspoken, self-driven, yet have a team member mindset. And you're going to be speaking to their clients about saving hundreds of dollars a month on their smart energy choices. Listen, if this is you, contact the employment hotline by calling 443-703-6081 or go to MWHYLLC.com and visit the Now Hiring page. Again, that number is 443-703-6081. Tell them that you heard about this opportunity on A Different Identity. Folks, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We will be right back for part two of What's Wrong With You? Couples in Conflict. We'll be right back.
Debonair Entertainment is your full-service entertainment company. We feature bands, DJs, classical ensembles, and more. Whether you're planning your wedding company event, mitzvah, or birthday celebration, Debonair Entertainment has the perfect act for you. We also offer photo booth rentals to accent your event. Call us today at 804-690-7682 or contact us on the web at debonairentertainmentinc.com. Debonair Entertainment, your party starts here.
If you're the parent of a child with behavioral challenges that has been suspended, expelled, or just not able to make it in a traditional school setting, there is an alternative. Call the Metropolitan Day School today. Licensed and accredited grades K through 12. Call 804-321-2595. Financial assistance and after-school programs are available. Let's turn this school year around right now at the Metropolitan Day School, where eagles soar. Call Ms. Thomas today, 804-321-2595.
In a fast-paced world, getting your message heard everywhere can still be a challenge if you're not connecting to your target audience. Allow MWHY Radio to assist you in getting your message heard on social media, video, digital magazines, on apps, and on our broadcast network. MWHY Radio's broadcast listeners tune in online through 10 terrestrial stations on iHeartRadio and during live events. Visit our Fiverr page for special offers throughout the summer to assist you in jumpstarting your advertising needs. That's www.fiverr.com/MWHY Radio. FIVERR.com/MWHY Radio.
Folks, welcome back to A Different Identity Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. For those who are just joining us, tonight's topic is what's wrong with you, couples and conflicts. And we kind of just went through a study that talked about quarrels or what couples quarrel about. And so when they have sex, one of the couples is one of the persons in the couple is not listening. The home is dirty, swearing in front of the children, money or lack thereof, what to eat for dinner, not saying I love you enough, disciplining the children, getting home from work late, and taking each other for granted. And so, you know, Pam, when they did this study, they talked about the average couple quarrels about 2,400 times a year, right? Yeah. And out of that, they said that at least 300 plus of those arguments deal with resources or money.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I can't say I'm surprised, because money is one of those things that can make or break a relationship. So I think as individuals that are in relationships, that's why, you know, you and I, we consistently talk about the need to make sure that communication is of the highest capacity. You have to make sure that as a couple, you don't lack in communication.
Yeah.
Because one thing that happens is most relationships don't last because there is failure on both parts to say something.
Right.
Whatever that something is. And I think that when it comes to finances, people get a little bent out of shape. You know, we're in a time where it's hard financially. Financially, we deal with a lot. Today, sometimes even a two-income household isn't enough.
Yeah.
But we have to be mindful that we got into this thing for one reason or another, and it definitely wasn't finances that first brought you two together.
Right.
And I think when it comes to that, you got to go back to what was your original love. And remember,
absolutely,
you made it through harder times. But, you know, finances, yes, I can see how finances could get some couples absolutely nuts. Because when the bill's not being paid and bill collectors call in and you don't have money to do this, that, or the other, that could be a strenuous time.
Yeah. And it's so funny because out of the all of the couples that they, you know, they interviewed or took a study from, money was definitely the number one reason why people quarrel. And so, you know, we understand that disagreements are, you know, unavoidable and basically a natural part of relationships. And so let's kind of turn the page or turn it a little bit, and let's try and find out through some of the things that I've listed here, are disagreements in relationships really learning opportunities? And so with that being said, they have these 12 things here, and I want to go through them, and I'm not going to go through them in order. I'm going to go through some of them that I think are really important to establish. And the first one is not using words as a weapon. And so basically using hurtful words to your mate, saying, you know, calling them dumb or stupid or, you know,
Stop. You should never. What in old Sam Hill would make you call your mate dumb or stupid? That right there is ridiculous. See, that's where there's a problem for me, because, see, that's more than a small argument. Right then and there, you have created, you're starting to create a wall between you and your mate. And that's the problem, because when you decide to call your mate, even to call them a dummy, out of their name, that's ridiculous. You don't love them if you want to do that or you decide to do that. Because now if they did the same thing and responded likewise and called you a name, one thing, words, they say words, sticks and stones may break my bones, words never hurt. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Because you will remember for all the days you are here on this earth that your mate called you a dummy. And you won't be able to recoup from that. So I think that when you are in a relationship, you should be arguing in love and not to hurt. And you should be very mindful of the language that you use when you do get into an argument, a back and forth. You still should not say things that's going to cut. Why would you do that? You need to be in counseling if you go that far, because that's something that will break. That's not, you know, all the other things that we said were kind of lighthearted as far as arguing so far. But that one could be heading you down the road towards
So along those same lines of using words as a weapon, what about yelling? And you say using words would be disrespectful, huh?
Some people, that's how they communicate, unfortunately. Some people yell.
Are you being considerate of the other person when you yell?
Well, it depends on what you're yelling about. And
you must be a yeller.
Because, you know,
I see your true colors.
I may start screaming and hollering at you, but as long as I don't cry, we good. Ain't nobody dying. So I think that when you're yelling, I mean, to me, that's just a person that's passionate about what they're trying to say. It all depends, again, on the circumstances in which they're yelling and why are they yelling. What point are they yelling and why? That's when you got to, you know, start to sort of figure out why the situation is where it is.
Okay. So let me ask you this question along those same lines. Do you think, and so, you know, we've had this disagreement, we've had this lover's quarrel, whatever. Is it okay to say, I don't want to talk about this now, I think we should talk about it tomorrow?
Yes, I do. Because I'm one of those people. Because
Okay. Sometimes
when a person is upset, if you respond at that time, it may not be the right response. You need 24 hours to calm down, to think about what just happened, and put it into some type of logical sense. Because sometimes when you respond immediately, you fly off the handle without thinking. So
start,
I don't see anything wrong with, I ain't going to name call and yell. It depends on the circumstances. But I ain't going to initially, that's not where I'm going. But I'm saying for women in general, I would want to say that if a woman says to you, look, I'm upset, I don't want to talk about it, give me 24 hours to get to think about this, what's happening and what's going on. Be wise enough and compassionate enough to understand her and give her that time. Because the response you might get at that moment might not be what you want to hear.
Okay, so you would rather wait 24 hours. You can wait, take 15 minutes?
Nope. 24 hours, 15 minutes, not enough time.
So, you know, let's take it to the spiritual side of it. The Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Who said I got wrath? People got to watch their words. It's because I'm upset. Just no, that's what you see. That's how people be misinterpreting the words too and try to use it on people. That's some BS right there. Because just because I'm frustrated or upset don't mean that I have wrath. That means that there's something that's not clear in my head at this point. And because I don't want to sound like a fool or come off sounding like a fool, I'm not going to respond yet. I'm going to wait. I'm going to logically think about this thing. I'm going to put it in ABC order, 1, 2, 3 order, whatever, until it makes sense to me, and I would hope that you would respect that.
All right, so I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to say, you know, ask our listening audience, do you think that that's a good practice? Maybe not to take 15 minutes, but to take 24 hours and then come back and discuss an argument, a disagreement, one of those things. If you're interested in joining the conversation, give us a call, 646-652-2512. If you're on the line, just go ahead and press the number 1 and let our engineer know that you want to participate in tonight's conversation. Because I'm curious, and maybe if I can have a male and or a female or both to call in, I'm really curious because, you know, from my perspective, and I'm not saying that I can't wait, I want to find out what's wrong. And so at least to me, if you say I'm feeling this way because of this, now I can say, okay, let's come back tomorrow and talk about it. But just to say give you 24 hours when I'm upset and you're upset, it's like 50-50 with me. Because to me, I want to get to the root of the problem so that I don't have a sleepless night. I'm upset with you for something that I don't understand.
But how you handle it doesn't mean that it's how I handle it or how you handle it doesn't mean that either one of us is wrong. That's my method.
Okay.
And what's wrong with that? Because then now you're questioning how I handle my stress or when something bothers me. And that's not fair because I'm not judging you. I'm just saying respect the fact that I need these moments to get myself together. I'm not saying that I'm not going to talk to you about it. I'm just saying I need some time to compute this in my mind, to understand what I'm feeling and why I'm feeling this. And once I can make some rationale of it, then I'm willing to talk about it.
But you ain't fussing at you. You fussing at me. And now you leave me in a bad spot for 24 hours?
I ain't leave you in a bad spot.
Don't just tell me about you. What about me?
That don't mean you ain't going to get none. That just means that we ain't talking about that. Next subject.
You do not fight fair. That's all I'm going to say about that. You definitely do not fight fair. Okay. Is anybody going to call it? Come on. Huh?
That's the truth. Just because that's on my mind does not mean, that just means that we're not talking about that subject, but we can continue to talk, and it don't mean that you don't owe me some and I'm going to get some. It doesn't change that fact. We're still a couple.
Okay.
we still do company things. It's just that we have a disagreement going on.
Got you. So let's talk about this one, because I think that this one's staying focused. And so what I mean by that is, so we end up arguing about the trash not going out, or, you know, when can I have some, or you're not listening to me, or the house is dirty. And now you start telling me, well, the reason why you can't have none is because you don't make no money. Like, is that a fair fight?
Well, you know.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I don't think that you should ever use sex as a penalty or as a punishment,
mm-hmm.
because that's just stupid, because you're not only punishing that person, but you're punishing yourself. So I just think that that one is stupid, and I just think you got to be careful when you hold stuff like that over people's heads, because when they go out and cheat and get it from somewhere else, you can't blame nobody but yourself, because you withheld it. Because you were feeling some type of way. I think that you ought to be careful when you choose, when you're choosing your mates, you need to be very mindful of things like that. Like, how do they handle arguments? How do they handle disagreements? Are they going to try to punish me because I did this, that, or the other? Are they going to say, because you didn't do this, you can't do that? Are they a person that offers ultimatums? Those are things that you need to figure out before you become a full-fledged couple. Because if not, when those things happen, you're going to be upset and unprepared for it and not going to know how to react, because you didn't expect them to do that, because what you've seen of that person never, ever exhibited that type of behavior.
And I get it, but for some people, they're only going to take that route of bringing up other things into an argument or situation, I feel like, if they're wrong. So now, if they're wrong about what I'm bringing to their attention, and now they try to shift the focus into something else, like, that further lets me know that you're wrong.
First of all, when,
like,
you start,
we're not
going to
be arguing
about
the
wrong or right. You got issue right then and there. Wrong and right? About what?
I'm saying, if
see,
I'm bringing
that's,
to
that's
you.
That's a subject.
Go ahead, woman.
I think you ought to be very careful when you get into wrong or right. Because
I'm saying stay focused on the task at hand. If we're talking about the house being clean.
You wrong.
No,
you wrong.
If I'm
saying that all day and all night.
Why is the house not clean? And you're telling me something about, well, I ain't give you no money. One don't have nothing to do with the other one. Just tell me why the darn house ain't clean.
Why are you walking in the house asking me is the house clean? Where you up? Your hands broke? You can't wash the dish? You can't sit before vacuum? What's wrong?
I almost said something. Let me calm down here, because I'm trying to maintain my sanity.
Because I'm right here saying, because that would be my reply, like, you worried about, you ain't did nothing. So your hands broke, legs broke.
It's not about hands being broke, but if this is a partnership, then we're supposed to cover. Cover me.
Okay, we've been partnership, well, then at that rate, you can do part two. So what part are you going to do, and then I'll do my part? Let me know what you're going to clean up, and then I'll go do the rest. What you going to clean up? Since you got so much to say.
You're missing my point.
And I think you're missing my point. Look, you said you ain't bring no money home. You said she says I ain't clean up because you ain't bring no money home. Where your money at? You pay some bills?
You're just not fighting fair, I see. You ain't trying to fight fair tonight.
You should have been cleaning up. You would have been more useful while I was out working.
You're not going to get me upset tonight. I'm Joel Osteen, okay? You're not going to get me upset.
You can be Joel Osteen all you want, but I'm about to make you get into TDJ.
All right. One of tonight's sponsors is Audible.com. They're a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information, and you can get a free audio book whenever and wherever you want. And also you can get I didn't mess that up. Let's start over. One of tonight's sponsors, they are a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. You can also get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com. MWHYLLC.com using the / of MWHYLLC. Never messed that commercial up before, but fooling with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you were designing the perfect dating site, what would you include? A private voice or video chat room? A private photo gallery and profile area? How about matches based on similar interests? And to keep it special, you could add profile blocking, no third-party intervention, spam protection, and even monthly drawings for great prizes and more. That's exactly what you'll find at milesapart.dating. Visit milesapart.dating today and get a free one-year membership while they last. That's milesapart.dating.
The shops at the Renaissance are a grouping of offices tailored specifically to wedding vendors located in the historic Arts District of downtown Richmond. If you are looking for a true one-stop shop for your ceremony and reception location, then you will find all of our pro photographers, planners, florists, hair and makeup artists, lighting, invitation, DJ and entertainment services, and wine connoisseurs all in the same place. Let us help you plan the event of your dreams. The shops at the Renaissance, where the best in event planning call their home.
Brought to you by
on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on May We Help You Radio Network.
So on the May We Help You Radio Network.
MWHY Radio Network.
May We Help You Radio.
On the May We Help You Radio Network.
Only on the May We Help You Radio Broadcast Network, the network that helps you.
Folks, welcome back to A Different Identity, Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. Tonight we're talking about what's wrong with you, couples and conflicts. So Pam, before we went to the commercial, you know, we kind of went through a couple of things here, and then the last one we talked about was staying focused. So here's the next one, because I really want to kind of get to these. Here's the next one that I really want to kind of talk about. One of the things that they talked about in this particular article is when you're having an argument, when you're having a disagreement with your significant other, they said never threaten to leave. Talk to me about how – go ahead.
I would say that goes along with when they say that you just don't give your mate ultimatum. I think that goes along with it. Why are you threatening to leave? If you're going to leave, get your tail up and go. What you threatening to do it for? Like, that's going to, you know, if a person's going to do something in retaliation for what you say, they're just going to do it. They're not going to give you warning. And to say that I'm going to leave if you, that's a warning. So if you're going to go, bye. But otherwise, why are you threatening the person with that? That's just foolishness.
So one of the comments that they said was basically, partners sometimes threaten to leave or break up or divorce their mate as a way of what they call disarming their mate or derailing them from the discussion.
Yeah, I think that you have to be careful with that, though, because some people, that's not what happens.
Okay.
They say, oh, you want to leave? Go ahead then. Get out. Bye.
I thought you loved me.
Don't threaten them if you're going to leave. Yeah, but I thought you loved me enough not to threaten and say you're going to walk out this door.
What if I just need some space? I mean, you said you needed 24 hours. How come I can't
just leave?
Well, then
take your damn space and get out my house. Don't threaten it. Bye.
I thought you were a Christian.
24 hours and not talking about one. I am a good darn Christian because I ain't say no other words. Damn and ass is in the Bible. Well, no, ass is in the Bible. Damn is in the dictionary. So I am. So again, I'm saying to you, when you say to your mate some foolishness like threatening to leave in foolishness, you should not do that. You're there through thick and thin.
But sometimes y'all don't understand that. Y'all don't understand, like, fighting fair. Like y'all, it's like an attack.
Fair?
It's like an attack on my character.
Fair?
It's like
fighting
an attack.
Fair? What the devil is that?
Meaning that you listen to what I'm saying, and I listen to what you're saying, and we reach a happy medium.
Agree that in relationships you must compromise. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Compromising is a part of being mature enough to be in a relationship. But in being fair and compromising, you do not put a person in compromising positions. That means you're not going to give them ultimatums. You're not going to threaten to leave. You're not going to say, if you do this, I'll do that. You're not going to withhold sex. You're not going to do the childish things that you did that probably broke up other relationships that you've had. You should have learned your darn lesson.
I mean, what if, you know, all of the rest of the relationships I had, somebody else did something? I don't know nothing about that.
Well, you're going to learn today. You say some dumb mess out your mouth like that again, and you're going to be alone and by yourself again.
Give my
be
stuff back.
Be careful of what, be mindful of your words.
Well, just get my stuff back and I'll go.
What stuff?
All the stuff I bought you. Give it back.
Get the devil out of here. We ain't 16. You ain't getting nothing back for real here. We ain't 16. If you leave it, bye.
Oh my gosh! All right, so let's say this. So now we've had an argument. We've talked about it. We've explained our differences to someone who might be listening, who is actually in the midst of it. I know we kind of made fun of it or whatever. But how would you give somebody advice on ending a fight right? You've taken your 24 hours, you've considered all of the things that you were feeling, come back and you have this discussion. How do you end the fight right?
Well, I say the first way to start off that is by expressing that you love the person. So you ought to start off with, I love you. I love you. Before we even have this discussion, I need you to understand and know that first of all.
Okay.
And you should start off by saying, basically, you hurt me by doing, or I feel like you did this to me, which is why I'm hurting. Why did you do this? Why did you take this role to handle me like this? Because it hurt my feelings. You need to start off by saying you love them, so you start off positively, but then you need to let them know what they did that hurt you. And then you have to give them a chance to respond. And if they respond with an apology, then you need to be man or woman enough to accept their apology and then expect, and with the expectation that it's not going to happen again.
That's certainly
because
we
have
that.
To learn. We have to learn from what we did.
Yeah, I definitely think that what you said is key, and it's definitely important to do. And so here's the next step of it, or here's the next thing. A day later, 2 days later, whatever, after you've had the discussion, you've made up, and things are back to normal, check in and ask the question of that person, are we still good? Is there anything that maybe we neglected during that time or that conversation that you would like to bring to my attention? Do you have any additional thoughts or any additional whatever that we can talk about to avoid this thing happening again? Because, you know, even though disagreements are a part of relationships, just like I mentioned at the top of the program, I think that there's a learning experience to it because we now have to learn how to negotiate differences because some people, and especially when you get older, I think you're a little bit more set in your ways. I think you understand yourself a little bit more and maybe not as negotiable. But, you know, someone told me we teach people how to treat us, right? And so with that being said, again, make sure they're good. Don't just assume we had the conversation, we had it 2 days ago, and you not follow up to make sure that they're good. Anything else, just like Pam said, the art of communication, and a part of that communication is making sure that your partner, your best friend, is okay. Yes, I love you. Yes, this is the reason why this upset me, but at the end of it all, I want to make sure that I'm better for you and you're better for me, and that is what it is all about. Folks, we are out of time. We're never out of things to talk about. I appreciate every single person on this line tonight who has taken time out of their busy schedule to join us. And with that being said,
when you know better, you do better. Good night, everyone.
Good night.